So I'll start with some logistics. It's due the last day of the term in lecture, and it's due in hard copy. Also, it should be typed, and the format is not specified. You'll see, as I'm going to describe, that essentially the exercise is in the form of a questionnaire, so your responses can be in the form of a questionnaire. I said in lecture, if bullet points are easier for you, that's perfectly acceptable. It should obviously just be legible and as complete as possible. So there's no length requirement. All that is necessary is that you answer the questions to the extent that you are able. So the text of this assignment is on the website, so you'll be able to copy the questions and just paste them into a Word file if that makes sense to you. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to find a copy of your favorite pre-1920 text. You shouldn't overthink or overworry the favorite issue. If you're interested in the text, in the provenance, the history of it, the production history of it, you may find the exercise more stimulating. So if you like to read Jane Austen, if you like to read Charles Dickens, if you like to read Shakespeare, maybe find a text by one of these authors. But it really, it won't matter in the sense that no one is going to interrogate you about whether you've properly chosen. So you just find the one text published before pre-1920 that you'll be able to locate in three online repositories. The pre-1920 requirement is important because of copyright. So you won't, chances are, find a text published in 1925, even maybe 1922. You may find it in one of the repositories, but again, because of restrictions on use, pre-1920 is probably the better cutoff date. So I've listed four repositories. Google Books is probably well known to everyone. Maybe Gutenberg and Internet Archive are as well. HathiTrust might be less well known. What's interesting about HathiTrust is that its mission is to create an archive that will be freely, publicly available. So what happens in the event of a Google Books collapse, or a breakup, or a bankruptcy? What happens if Google Books puts up a paywall all of a sudden, and the Dickens books you'd been used to reading there for free are all of a sudden available on an iTunes model, and you're required to pay 99 cents for each one, etc.? So HathiTrust has really taken it upon itself to keep the spirit and the structure of a public library intact. The University of California participates in HathiTrust. So that's the first part. You're choosing your text, and you're going to find it in three of the four. So I list four. You only need to find the text in three. So then I give you some questions that you will be answering for each of the archives. So you'll think about the edition. What editions are you finding there? What are the formats? What are the restrictions on use? Can you download? Can you search? Is there anything else notable? Again, all of these questions are actually written out on the website. So I used hard times as an example in lecture, and we saw how the Gutenberg texts that are available are there in HTML, a couple different EPUB formats, Kindle, and so forth. And the predominant edition is one that was published in 1870 with illustrations. So not the one that came out at the time the novel was serialized, but a few years later. We'd spoken about how Dickens was a kind of master businessman and very savvy about publishing, and he thought a lot about the editions and the audience, the market for each of the editions. And the illustrations for Hard Times came actually later than some of his other works. Then we looked at Internet Archive and saw that there were actually many, many copies of Hard Times. The Internet Archive had the biggest collection. There we were able to find a few packaged editions, Great Expectations and Hard Times together, for instance. In Google Books, we found the 1854 edition, the one that was published in the year that the novel was serialized. And what was notable about that is that it has the stamp from a public library in Barcelona. So it had been scanned by the Google Books team based on this particular hard copy. So this is the type of detail that will be of interest as you're doing this type of research. Again, thinking about the provenance, where is this text coming from? Maybe you can think about streaming media, the switch from actually physical copies of media to streaming media as part of the context for this assignment. So we've sort of become less conditioned to think about the origin of a file. So partly what that's what you're doing. What's the origin of this HTML file? Where is it coming from? Who's done the work of making it available for me? What are, again, the different formats in which it's available, etc. So then you'll sort of notice whether there are restrictions on use, whether you can annotate and report errors. And I used Google Books as an example for restrictions. And it may be the case that the same licensing notice, the same usage notice is posted for all of the books that you're going to find. I've never, of course, searched all of the books in the archive, so I don't actually know. I suspect it's a standard template, and I showed what I think will be the standard template, and you'll see there are, restrictions on commercial use, and the copyright notice, or it's not a copyright notice exactly, is again sort of in the template format. You don't have to copy and paste the whole of that restriction notice or licensing notice. You can just note the salient details. Again, restrictions on commercial use and so forth. And it tends to be the case that the most important information is either in bold or italics, and then there'll be the fine print, of course. So you're just looking for the sort of the salient details. Again, what can you do with this text now that you've downloaded it? What are you authorized to do? What are you legally permitted to do? So, anything else notable? Just if you find, again, sort of a strange entry, or you find that in the case of Hard Times, for instance, that you can find a number of different packaged editions, that might be something to note. Packaged, I mean, again, a sort of a book that has two books within it or three books within it. That might be something to note. But the anything else notable question is just it's open. So if you don't find anything of note, then that's perfectly acceptable to leave blank. Okay, so again, the assignment is due in hard copy, last day of the term, and I'll be happy to speak a little bit more about this in lecture, but my hope is that the text and the audio file combined will be all that you need in order to complete the assignment.